السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome to Radio Islam International on this Friday evening, 6th May, which also corresponds to 29th Rajab, 1437 AH. We say Jazakallahu Khairan for tuning into this program on this Friday evening. On Sunday marks Mother's Day here in South Africa. The foundation of the tallest tower in the world is hidden, yet it is the most important part of the building. A mother is indeed an important part of our society, yet her role and contribution is seldom acknowledged. The secret of her importance lies in the tremendous burden and responsibilities that is placed upon her and the difficulties that she has to shoulder, responsibilities and difficulties some of which not even a man bears. This is why from the most important obligations upon a person is to show gratitude, kindness and good compassionate with her. Now quite often and mainly due to our social environment, the importance of mothers is seriously downplayed and demoted to a menial job. There was once an officer at a driving license counter who asked the lady, "What's your occupation?" The woman seeking renewal of her license seemed to be puzzled. So the officer said, "Ma'am, are you employed? Have you own business?" Or the woman replied, "Oh yes, I have a full-time occupation. I am a mother." The officer said, "We don't have a mother as an option for occupation. I will write it down as a housewife that takes care of all the questions." This had happened long ago and was forgotten. Years later, when the same lady went to get her license to the public relations officer, there was a somewhat an arrogant woman. Then she questioned the same woman again, "Your occupation?" She asked in a rather authoritative tone. The lady just had an inspirational reply, "I am a researcher in the field of child development, nutrition, and interpersonal relationships." The lady officer stared at her in amazement. She calmly repeated her statement and the lady officer wrote it down verbatim. Then, unable to conceal her curiosity, she politely asked, "What exactly do you do in that profession, ma'am?" She was feeling good about having described her occupation so calmly and confidently. She replied, "My research projects have been going on for a number of years. As we know that mothers, they never retire. So then my research is conducted in a lab as well as in the field. I have a CEO and a senior director." She was referring CEO to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, and the director is her entire family. "Then have received 2 honors in this field," and she was basically referring to her son and the daughter. "My topic is considered to be the most difficult part of sociology. All moms will agree with this point. I have to work more than 14 hours every day. Sometimes even 24 hours might not be enough, and the challenges are tougher than the many other professions. My compensation and reward is in terms of mental satisfaction rather than money." After this brief introduction, she could see that the officer was thoroughly impressed. After completing the licensing formalities, she came to the door to see her off. This new viewpoint about her occupation made her feel much better on her way back home. She was welcomed by her 5-year-old research assistant at the door. Her new project, that is the 6-month-old baby, was waiting to meet her. She had earned a small victory over the governmental red tape and society stereotyping. She was no longer merely a mother. Instead, she was now a highly placed in a service vital for humanity, and that is obviously the motherhood. Mother isn't a great title fit to be added to the nameplate or on the door or even on your sporty car number plate, but this standard grandmothers deserve to be called senior researcher officer, and great grandmothers qualify as research directors. Aunts and other ladies of that age group can be called research facilitators. Mothers are indeed of noble stature in society, and their position is elevated to the highest position in Islam. The noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. He says, "Al-jannatu tahta aqdami al-ummahat." The Jannat and Paradise lies under the feet of your mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and that you be kind to your parents. Whether one or both of them attain old age in your life, say not to them a word of contempt, nor repel them, but address them in terms of honor. And out of kindness, lower to them the wing of humility and say, "My Lord, bestow on them your mercy, even as they cherished me in their childhood. We don't need to wait once a year and be commercially exploited on Mother's Day to recognize this great personality. Rather, we should celebrate her today, tomorrow, and every single day. So to discuss more in details with regards to this topic of mother, we are joined on a line all the way from Pietermaritzburg. We have Maulana Ahmed Akum, who is a well-known orator, as well as the Ustad at Madrasa Tartilul Quran in Pietermaritzburg. We say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Maulana.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Maulana, and the listeners of Radio Islam.
And jazakallahu khairan for your valuable time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, Maulana.
Ameen.
Maulana, as we know that on Sunday marks Mother's Day here in South Africa, so with regards to the topic of mothers, we want to ask you a few questions. But firstly, to start off, what does honoring of women mean in Islam?
Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peace and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana, firstly, I must commend you, mashallah, always for choosing wonderful topics, and especially with regards to mothers or with regards to the topic of parents. This is something that is very, very dear to me. It's a topic that I try to address as often as possible, firstly to remind myself and also to remind the ummah of this great ni'mah and bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. But with regards to this question about honoring of women, when we look at our wonderful deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, this deen of Islam, it has brought about and it advocates the highest standard in honoring women and in affording them the lofty position that they deserve. When we look at the history of our wonderful deen prior to the advent of Islam, what was the condition of women, how oppressed they were and how degraded they were? Islam came and raised women to the highest of ranks and loftiness. When we look at the woman around us, the woman in our lives, whether it be our mothers, whether it be our wives, whether it be our sisters, whether it be our daughters, every one of them has great stipulated important rights that need to be fulfilled. They need to be honored. They need to be taken care of. The responsibility of many things has been taken off their shoulders. They have to be taken care of by their spouses, by their brothers, by their siblings, by their fathers. And in each one respectively, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has highlighted to us the lofty rewards afforded to the man who takes care of those women around him. When it comes to our mothers, then there's great reward mentioned with regards to that. When it comes to our wives, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the benchmark of good character. He said, "Khayrukum khayrukum li ahli." The best of you are those who are best to their families. And what was meant by their families is the women folk around you, your wives, and all the women around you. So it was the benchmark of good character for you to treat them with kindness. When it comes to your sisters, when it comes to daughters, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has wonderfully mentioned that person who rears two daughters, wajabat lahul jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes jannah wajib upon that person. So every woman around us, whether it be our mothers, whether it be our wives, whether it be our sisters, whether it be our daughters, whether it be our aunties, Islam has afforded them the highest and most loftiest of honored positions.
Ji, Maulana, now what does Quran and Hadith says regarding mothers and the virtues of mothers?
Oh, with regards to that, Maulana, I think that, you know, can be an entire topic on its own. There's so many hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighting to us and reminding us about the responsibility that we owe to our mothers. When we look at the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in so many chapters of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that constant reminder of the dues that we owe to our parents. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا is constantly repeated in the Quran, that men, we enjoin men to be kind and courteous to his parents, especially to their mothers. And amongst the most famous of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned with regards to our beloved mothers is the outstanding words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat, that paradise lies beneath the feet of our mothers. I think that's one of the most outstanding words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to mothers, in raising their rank and highlighting to us the importance of our mothers. Every one of us as Muslims, our ultimate goal is to one day, inshallah, reach the Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared, u'iddat lil muttaqeen, that Allah has prepared for the muttaqeen, that Allah has prepared for the believers, the fastest, easiest route for you to attain that Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the believers, is via the route of serving your mother. Al-Jannatu tahta aqdami al-ummahat. Paradise is beneath the feet of our mothers. And another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein a sahabi came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requesting permission to partake in jihad with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now jihad in itself is such a great part of our deen, and there's so much of rewards for those who strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine striving with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was what the sahabi came to request. But at the same time, he had highlighted to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had an old and aged mother that he was taking care of, and he was now requesting permission to go out in jihad. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, is your mother alive? Is your mother around? So he says, yes, and she's also in need of my services. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed this companion by saying, ilzamha, that you should stick to your mother, serve your mother, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْهَا. That very same Jannah that you seek in jihad is beneath the feet of your mother. You take care of your mother, that same Jannah is yours. In fact, could be an even better Jannah is yours. So with regards to highlighting the status of our mothers, this has constantly been advocated by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst the most famous verses in the Quran, Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights and reminds us of the great favor of our parents, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Your Lord has ordained that you worship none but Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And that you be kind and courteous to your parents. And how beautifully in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights to us old age in the lives of our parents. Because let's be honest, when our parents are young, when they are hale, when they are healthy, then there's not much that they require from their children. In fact, that's the period in their lives when they are spending all their resources and energies on their children, and they are nurturing them and they are rearing them. But when they get old, then the tables seem to turn. And you know, Maulana, one person put it very nicely. Mm-hmm. He said, we're so busy growing up, we forget that they growing old. Mm-hmm. And we're so busy getting strong, we forget that they getting weak. And we're so busy on the rise in life that we tend to forget that they are now on a decline in life. And it's at this critical moment in their lives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of the duties that we owe to our parents. In fact, at that period in their lives, Allah is teaching us what level of respect should we give to our parents when they attain old age. And Allah says, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ. Don't even mention the word uff to your parents, especially when they attain old age, when sometimes now we might find it a bit difficult to converse with them as a person gets older. Then everything changes, all our faculties change, everything changes, the tolerance is less, everything is now challenging, it's hard, it's difficult. At that point, Allah tells you that you need to give the highest level of respect by not even mentioning the word uff. And the commentators give various interpretations to this part of the verse, that it means the lightest form of disrespect or the lightest hesitation in any command that a parent issues to their child, especially when they're old, is absolutely unacceptable. The lightest form of disrespect or the lightest form of hesitation. This is the time where you need to honor them the most, and you need to treasure these valuable moments with your parents. And then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then further teaches us the beautiful dua, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. What a beautiful dua that we should constantly be making for our mothers, for our fathers, for our parents, that say, oh Allah, you showered them with mercy as they had showered us with mercy when we were young and when we were small, when we were helpless and we could do absolutely nothing for ourselves. That was the time our parents were there for us every step of the way, and we need to be there for them every step of the way when they attain old age and when they in our midst and we strong and they weak.
Jazakallah for that beautiful explanation from the Quran mentioning an ayat, and also from the hadith mentioning numerous hadith with regards to the significance and the virtue of the mother. Now, Maulana, normally we as kids are more scared and are more awful of our father, and we show respect to our father more than our mothers. The reason is simple, because we can get our ways through them. So who has more rights in Islam? Do our fathers have more rights or mothers?
Both our parents enjoy great rights over us as children. But when we really go into it and we look at the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked the question that who is most entitled to my companionship, to my good conduct, to my respect, to my honor, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Ummuk, your mother. The man asked the question for the second time, who's next in line, who will come next in rank? For the second time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ummuk, your mother. Three times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the same answer when the man repeated the question, that it is your mother that deserves the most amount of respect, it is your mother that has the most amount of rights over you. And then on the fourth time that the person repeated the question, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then mentioned your father. So from that we learn that our mothers are number one all the way. In no way is it bringing down our fathers, that is your key to Jannah. Your mother is your door to Jannah, your father is the key. You need the key to open the door, and if you have the key, you need a door as well. So both go hand in hand. But when it comes to our mothers, very beautifully our scholars explain to us that the reasons for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam three times repeating the word that your mother, it is your mother, it is your mother, because number one is for the period that your mother bore you in her stomach. You know, the pregnancy of a woman sometimes is underestimated. We don't realize the difficulty, the hardship that our mothers undertake when they carry us in their wombs and in their stomachs, the hardships, the difficulties, the restlessness, the sleepless nights, the complications, and the list goes on and on for that period of 9 months. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran itself, Allah says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهُ وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهَا. Your mothers carried you in a state of weakness upon weakness. Your mothers carried you in a state of difficulty, in a state of hardship upon hardship. Allah pays tribute to the period of pregnancy that every woman goes through, highlighting their greatness, highlighting their lofty status. Even the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is paying tribute in the Quran to the period that we were all in the wombs of our mothers when we knew nothing, when we never even come into this world. So that is the first right that our mother enjoys over you. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned it first, because of the period that our mothers carried us in their wombs. And then the second time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said Ummuk, that is also to highlight the period of delivery when our mothers gave birth to us. That difficult moment, I mean, it's a life-threatening moment. Again, something that you know, because it's like such a natural thing. A woman falls pregnant, a woman gives birth, a child is born. It's not so simple. It's such a critical moment. It's such a difficult moment. Those pangs of pain that a woman goes through when she's giving birth, it's something that especially we as men, it's impossible for us to even fathom. The level of difficulty, the level of hardship, and the amount of pain that a woman goes through when she gives birth to a child, when that offspring comes into this world. So that is the time that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights, and Allah pays tribute to. And the third occasion that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ummuk, here the mother, the ulama explain, that is pertaining to the weaning period or the suckling period. So it's difficulty in the pregnancy. It's even more difficulty in giving birth to the child, and it doesn't stop there. Thereafter, it's a period of approximately 2 years or sometimes maybe more that the child is now suckled, the child is breastfed. That infant is absolutely helpless, and it's your mother that fed you, it's your mother that bathed you, it's your mother that cleaned you, it's your mother that cradled you, it's your mother that put you to bed, it's your mother that did every single thing for you. So when it comes to the rights, obviously our mothers enjoy more of rights and more of honor and more of our respect, and our fathers as well, they enjoy a lofty rank to the extent that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, رضا الرب في رضا الوالد, the pleasure of your of Allah lies in the pleasure of your father, and the displeasure of your creator lies in the displeasure of your father. Your father is pleased with you, Allah is pleased with you. Your father is displeased with you, I'm afraid you can be as good as you think you are, but I don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be pleased with you. But number one is our mothers all the way, and we need to cherish them, and we need to appreciate them, and we need to do the best that we can to repay them in some way or the other, and afford them the best of our character, the highest level of respect, and cherish them every single moment of our existence. Not just on one day, but every moment of our existence, we need to be paying tribute to our parents, and especially our mothers.
So just to remind our listeners, you are listening to Radio Islam International on this Friday evening. We are speaking to Mulana Ahmed Aku, who is a well-known orator and ustad at Madrasa Tilawatul Quran. We are discussing the important topic of mothers. So Mulana, since Mother's Day is on Sunday, can you briefly give us the history of Mother's Day?
This is also very important, Mulana. You know, unfortunately, we live in a multicultural society. We live with many people around us that the dynamics are challenging. We have different faiths around us. But, you know, the sad part is sometimes we tend to get carried away with the trends of society. Now, you know, some time ago, even I think it was on Radio Islam as well, where there was a program, for example, on weddings. And now there's so many traditions, there's so many customs that have come about, and there's so many things that have crept into the Muslim Ummah. But I always ask this question, do we ever stop to ask where did something come from? What is the origin of this? One is what is now prevalent in society and what the world is advocating and what everybody's carried away with and what everybody's indulging in. But as Muslims, it's important for us to always stop, take a moment to breathe, take a moment to focus and ask yourself, where did this come from? And just that moment will make such a big difference in our lives. Now, you take Mother's Day, whether it be Father's Day, whether it be Valentine's Day, whatever these customs that have come about or these certain occasions where the hype is created and, you know, advertisements are put out and, you know, there's banners everywhere and everybody's in a festive mood and everybody wants to celebrate. Take a moment to see what is the origin. Where did it come from? Now, look at Mother's Day, for example. Some people, you know, we in the motion, you know, we in the flow of things. We also carry the way now we're going to buy a Mother's Day gift. We're going to buy a Mother's Day card. We perhaps even advertising a Mother's Day special. But do you know what is the origin of Mother's Day? You know, we've got the internet on our fingertips. We are obsessed at the moment with technology. You know, they say this is the cyber age. So take a moment. Every one of us have our smartphones that are not rendering us very smart as individuals, but we have it with us. We have the technology. Go onto that Google and learn a little bit. So just put in the history or the origin of Mother's Day and read for yourself. But if we don't want to read for ourselves, let me just highlight to you. If you just click on to the history of Mother's Day, then you'll be shocked as a Muslim to know where these customs have come from and what is the origin of these things that we so happily and freely indulge in. Sometimes we might even think it as something good that we do. You know, we're also honoring our mothers. Islam says we must honor our mothers. The world is saying we must honor our mothers. Well, the history and the origin of Mother's Day actually comes from ancient Greeks, who used to dedicate a day to their maternal goddesses, not a human being or a physical mother, but to their maternal goddesses. In fact, the Greeks used to honor a maternal goddess by the so-called name of Rhea. That was their, you know, the god that they would worship. So they dedicated a day to this maternal god, which eventually evolved into what we've seen as Mother's Day now being celebrated across the globe. That's the one origin. Another origin that comes up when you go this and would you go on through the history and research it, is they say it comes from the Romans, and the Romans would also dedicate a day in the year to celebrate another maternal goddess by the name of a Sibyl. That was the Roman goddess that they used to celebrate, a day of commemorating and honoring this maternal goddess. And then the third interpretation as to the origins of Mother's Day comes from Christians, who would dedicate a day in the year of honoring what they term as the Virgin Mary, and to us as Muslims is Maryam alayhi salam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam. But Christians would dedicate a day into honoring Mary, and from there it evolved into Christians now including all their mothers into that one day that they dedicated to honoring Mary, the Virgin Mary. Now let's look at that. That's the origin. And now look at how it has evolved into today's times, where the whole world now on the second Sunday of May or whatever day's Sunday is dedicated to Mother's Day. See where it came from. And then we are Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a complete and perfect deen. And some people might use the excuse and say, but Maulana, you know, I mean, there's so much of disrespect of parents. People don't really find time. Life is hectic. At least there's one day now that we're taking out, you know, to commemorate and to respect our parents. It's even what our deen teaches us. You know, when I hear statements like that, you know, the verse of the Quran flashes before me. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَى لَهُمْ. How brilliant is the tactics of the devil the way he convinces us, the way he beautifies something to us, that we just get carried away, and we make such wonderful excuses for ourselves, and then we justify what we're doing. One day in the year, I think, is the greatest injustice that a child can do, that you choosing one day to commemorate and to respect your mother. Islam has taught you to commemorate and celebrate every day of your life as a Mother's Day. And another thing is to see how shallow this custom is, that where you dedicate in one day in the year, is because everybody does it to their mothers that are living. The duty of a child in Islam to his parents is not for as long as your parents are living in this world, it's for as long as you live in this world. Just to highlight to our listeners, a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Prophet of Allah, is there anything further that I can do as a child once my parents have left this world? Are there any duties? Are there any rights? Is there anything more that I need to do after they passed away? That's the question. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Naam, yes. There's a whole list of things for you to do. So that gives us the message that the duty of a child to honor, to commemorate, and to respect our parents is not for as long as they live in this world. Our rights and our dues to them is for as long as we live in this world. So if your parents have left this world 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, or even 50 years ago, your duty as a child has not stopped, according to the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he gave a whole list of duties that a child owes to their parents long after they've left this world. You have to make dua for them. You have to seek Allah's forgiveness for them. You've got to maintain those family relationships and those ties that were only in existence because via your parents and through your parents. And you need to honor the friends of your parents. Anybody who was even remotely connected to your parents, you have to honor them, you have to respect them, you have to be constantly making dua for them. They have to always be in your thoughts, and they are always in our thoughts. You know, they say that when you lose a parent, then that is a pain that never ever goes away. It's a hole in your life and a gap in your life that can never be filled by anyone or anything. It's a pain that you live with and you die with till the time you expire in this world. So the shallowness of Mother's Day or the shallowness of Father's Day is people only do it for their parents that are living. But every day is a Mother's Day. Every day is a Father's Day. So definitely we cannot be part of these customs that have now come about in the world.
JazakAllah for that beautiful explanation. Maulana, now as we are coming to the end of the program, is it proven from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding celebrating Mother's Day just once in a year? Or are we just imitating kuffar?
Absolutely not, and definitely, the grave warning of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there for us to take heed of. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. I've given you already the origins of what the world is telling you. Where did Mother's Day come from? Where did Father's Day come from? And how it has evolved into what is the modern day practice. So we know the origin. The words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he who imitates a nation will be counted from amongst them. Now, if we're going to constantly indulge in all these practices that come about in society and all these so-called festivities, which unfortunately, even when you read about it through the origins and you see how it evolved into the modern day practice, it's more commercial based. It's all about money at the end of the day, how people can make a few more bucks here and there, how you can boost a few sales here and there. There's no ikhlas and sincerity in it. You know, there's no real purity and goodness. So definitely Islam has no set place for one day in a year of you commemorating Mother's Day or you celebrating Mother's Day. But yes, what Islam does advocate is that every day of your life and every moment of your existence, you owe the world to your parents. You know, one person came to Hassan Basri rahimahullah and said to him that, explain to me, what is birrul walidain? To what extent do I need to be good to my parents? Do I need to be kind to them? Explain to me birrul walidain. He said, birrul walidain an tubadhila lahuma ma malakta. For you to put the world at the feet of your parents, that is birrul walidain. So not just one day in the year for you to take your mom out for dinner and say, Mom, happy Mother's Day. I appreciate what you've done for me and I love you, you my mother. Or for you to buy one gift on one day of the year and present it to your mother and think you've done your dues. Your whole life has to be in service of your parents. Your whole life has to be commemorating the goodness, the ihsan and the kindness that your parents showered upon you. And even that is not enough. You cannot possibly ever do enough to fulfill any of the rights of our parents that they have over us adequately. We can't. Even if we do everything, we're still going to fall short. That is why the dua is, رَبِّ رَحَمُهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, you can shower them with mercy. You shower them with mercy for what they did for me when I was young. Because whatever I do is inadequate. It's not enough. I got to, no matter what I do, I'll always fall short. Oh Allah, you need to shower them with your mercy. So Islam does advocate that every moment of our lives, not just one day, every moment of our existence, we got to appreciate the fact that Allah blessed us with our mothers. Allah blessed us with our fathers. I term them as the priceless gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, whenever I address the topic of parents, then I start off the topic by saying that if we look at it, Allah says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you had to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would be absolutely impossible for you to do so. But Allah's mercy is such that there's many ni'mats and bounties that Allah blesses us with that are replaceable. You know, we have our cell phones, we love our phones. You lose your phone, sometimes we're extremely depressed. I mean, you know, sometimes we look after our phones more than our spouses, Allah forbid. You know, we're overprotective over it. But then we're depressed, we lost all our contacts, you know, we lost all our information. But that phone can be replaced with something better that you lost. The cars that we have, it can be replaced with something better. And it's a reality of life. The spouses we have, we've got to appreciate them, we've got to respect them, we've got to honor them. But Allah forbid, if that's taken away, your spouse can be replaced. You have children, Allah forbid, if those children are taken away, may Allah protect each and every one of us and save us from all difficulties and hardships. But that you can have another child, but your parents, that's one ni'mah, that's one bounty, that's absolutely irreplaceable. You cannot get the like of it. You cannot get anything similar to it. It's one chance, it's one ni'mah, it's one bounty that is absolutely irreplaceable and absolutely priceless. So for those of us who are fortunate to have our mothers and fathers in our midst, you need to appreciate every moment you have with them. You know, one person said it very nicely. It's a famous saying. He said, treat them with the best of love and care. You will only know their value when you see their empty chair. Treat them with the best of love and care. You will only know their value when you see their empty chair. You got to treat them with the best of love and care at all times. We don't want to reach that stage when we see that empty chair. Then we're left with regrets. Then we're left with emptiness that we should have did this or we should have did that. As long as we have our parents in our midst, every moment, as far as possible, we need to give them the highest level of respect. We need to address them with love. We need to shower them with mercy. We need to appreciate them. We need to serve them. We need to take their du'as, not on one day of the year. That's the greatest injustice to our parents, for you to set aside one day, 365 days in the year. Look at the selfishness of the world. Look at the selfishness of the Western world. 365 days of the year, and they say, no, give one day to your mother, give one day to your father. Can there be anything more unjust than that? Islam tells you 365 days of the year is your mother's day, is your father's day. Cherish them, respect them, and honor them. Allah will take you so far in life like you cannot imagine. Allah will bless you with His pleasure. Allah will bless you with Jannah. Allah will bless you with goodness in this world and even more goodness in the year after. But if by chance you fall short in any way, then you will see the ill effects of this in this world. And unfortunately, there's more in store in the year after. May Allah save us. May Allah protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all obedient and respectful children to our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to really respect and honor our parents to the best of our ability and to appreciate these ni'mats and these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these irreplaceable gifts that Allah has given us, and we should constantly be making dua for them, whether they are alive in this world or whether they have left this world. We always supposed to be engaged in dua, begging Allah to shower them with the choicest of His mercy and blessings. And if our parents have left this world, as I mentioned earlier, it's still every day is a Father's Day and every day is a Mother's Day. You need to be remembering them. You need to be making dua for them. And you need to honor their friends, and the list goes on. May Allah grant us all the understanding.
I mean, Jazakallah khairan, Mulana. We really appreciate that you have taken out your valuable time to speak about this important topic. Very passionately, you spoke about this topic, and you made us aware of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as the teachings is concerned with our mothers, and also the important issue that is coming up on Sunday, that is the Mother's Day. You made us understand better. Jazakallah for that. Allah reward you, Mulana.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mulana Ahmed Aku, who's the well-known orator and who started Madrasa Tartilul Quran, Pietermaritzburg. MashaAllah, Mulana very beautifully unpacked the topic regarding the importance of the mother from the Quran and Hadith. Mulana mentioned numerous ayats and a hadith mentioning the virtues and the status and the maqam of our mothers, the rights that we owe to our mothers, as well as how should we be commemorating and celebrating Mother's Day. It should not only be once a year, but rather throughout the year we should be honoring and respecting our mother. That brings us to the end of the program. From myself, Suhaib Lasania, till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Meri ma, meri pyari ma, tujh pe dil jahe qurbaan. Meri ma, meri pyari ma, tujh pe dil jahe qurbaan. Meri ma, meri pyari ma, tujh pe dil jahe qurbaan. Meri ma, meri pyari ma, tujh पे दिल जाहे कुर्बान. मेरी माँ मेरी प्यारी माँ, तुझ पे दिल जाहे कुर्बान. जो माँ का दिल दुखाएगा वो दुनिया में पछताएगा. सम दुनिया में रह जाएगा, कुछ हाथ न तेरे आएगा. मेरी माँ मेरी प्यारी माँ, तुझ पे दिल जाहे कुर्बान. मेरी माँ मेरी प्यारी माँ, तुझ पे दिल जाहे कुर्बान. तेरी माँ ने कितने दिन तक तुझको पेट में पाला. दुनिया में जब आया तुझको दे दिया मुंह का निवाला. तेरी माँ ने कितने दिन तक तुझको पेट में पाला. दुनिया में जब आया तुझको दे दिया मुंह का निवाला. मुंह से कुछ ना बोली लफ्ज़े शुक्र खुदा का निकाला. रोकी
के माँ मुझको झूला झूला.